Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. Today I am with the cast, the actors of This Final Hours, screening the Kanzan, the realizer, the directors for night. So I'm with Nathan Phillips, Jessica DeGau, and Angry Rice. So welcome guys, thank you for being with us. The first and basic question for this film, for an apocalyptic film, what would you do in your final hours?
I'd go somewhere I've always wanted to go with my family.
Mackerel Beach.
No, that's the place.
And your grandfather.
I'd go somewhere special to me, and that's Mackerel Beach.
Oh, that's Mackerel Beach.
Yeah, with my family.
And your grandfather built the house.
Yeah.
Pretty good spot. Look, my answer changes every day depending on how much wine I've drunk the day before. it really does. I think I'd start off with the fun, crazy party and then make my way, if possible. As long as I have my people with me, the people I love, then I'm okay. I don't want to be by myself. I think that would be the most awful thing, getting to a point where you're stranded alone. That seems terrifying to me. So as long as I'm surrounded by people I love. And
did you guys all audition for these roles?
I did. I certainly did. I was sent the script from my agents, and I knew Zach already because we're both from Perth, so similar circles. But read the script and sort of responded quite strongly to it immediately. Very emotional connection to the film. And so put an audition down, quite desperate to be involved in some way because I knew it would be a beautiful story. And then sort of went away and started doing a job overseas, and then lucky enough to be flown back so I could play with these guys.
3 days.
Yeah, pop in. I sort of top and tail the film, and so I shot the first week with Nathan, and then they went on to an incredible journey for the rest of it.
So Angry, did you also audition?
Yes, so I also knew Zach beforehand, and that really helped. I had worked with him before on a short film that was leading up to...
Which was sort of a trailer for...
Yeah, it was leading up to These Final Hours. So I worked with him on that, and I got sent the audition script, and when the short film Transmission went to the Tribeca Film Festival, we met up in New York, and I auditioned for him there.
And yeah, but Angari kind of ran the show. She's the most grown up
of
all of us.
She had a swear jar, she ran the ship.
Captain.
Oh yeah.
Well, in the film there's quite a range of human emotions, so I was wondering, what were the most difficult and what were the most fun to play?
It's very emotional and high stakes, but I also didn't feel like it was a struggle to find that. I think it just kind of resonated with me because it's something that I obviously have thought about, and I think most people have. But it just felt very organic. We rehearsed a little beforehand, and working with Nathan and Zach, it just was actually quite effortless. I think we connected very quickly and connected to the material, obviously. So it just kind of came. I think sometimes you're lucky like that. Sometimes you have to really force it and work hard, but sometimes it's just quite... You just kind of slip into it very easily, and I felt that this one... It's close to home. You know, when it's close to home, it's a lot easier to do. What about you? You went on a much more of a emotional journey than I did.
I think one of my favourite emotions... It's probably just, in lighting up the whole scene, you know, because it's a very dark film and it's quite scary. And I really liked how my character Rose really brought some sunshine into it so that it wasn't all really dark and scary and sad.
And comedy as well. There's some very funny moments between you guys. There were the cinema last night, there were some great giggles. So there's some great, the chemistry between you guys, some very funny moments. Give him some sass.
I found her to be, the most mature in the film. There's that scene in which she knows that she has her place is next to her father, And there's something that when you're about to die, there sometimes you're not, you don't think that straight. And she's so calm and so aware of her role, even in these final hours, I really loved it.
Well, I think I agree with you because it's enlightenment, and Rose has the understanding of her place and where she needs to be in her final hours, and that's what every human being struggles to understand, is identity and a belonging and finding. She just knew, and that's the future. That's that, for me, that was beautiful. That was what it's about. That's why we all, as grown up, we all children, we just grow up.
Yeah.
But to know your place at such a young age and know what you need, that this is enlightenment. This is what it's about.
Yeah. It's that lovely thing of like of being a child where you know these things, and then as you grow up you're told to question and doubt whether you do know all these things, and then it's sort of very cyclic.
Yes.
I think you eventually, hopefully, end up back where you started, but yeah, I think as kids, just like, yeah, it's very honest.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a film from that sort of perspective.
Yeah, honest. I keep saying to these guys, Zach, the director, is so different to me. It's very pragmatic, the way he approaches existentialism, conversations about life and death, philosophy of why are we here and what is this all about. You know, talk about great thinkers like Alan Watts and people that, what is this all about? For Zach, it's very simple. It's like you're here, this is what we have. You're born and then you die. You know, for me, I'm like, but karma, and think about what the afterlife and heaven and hell. But I'm a Catholic too. What the hell is going on? I don't know. There's so much to get lost in translation. The most important thing is, like, this film offers you a chance to think, what is my translation of the world? What, how do I make sense of this world? Because it doesn't make sense. But you have to make sense of it yourself, in your own way. Like, so that's what's cool about being a part of this film. It speaks to my heart in that way. I don't know how you did it though.
Well, the combination of different ways of thinking, I think.
Right.
Like, you two working together, offering very different perspectives, and then the combination of those two.
Yeah. Very different though. Like.
So, Nathan and Jessica, did you two watch the opening sex scene with the young lady here last night?
I didn't even think about that.
No, but did you? No. She hasn't
I'm
seen
so
that.
Sorry.
No, wait. You haven't seen the whole film though.
Yeah. Did you come in later?
Did you see the whole film last night?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I've already seen
did
it.
You? I didn't even think about that.
But I thought, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I saw it.
I didn't need to see that.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
The whole time we're making the film, I was doing this, like, you know, the party scenes. I was like, okay, don't look now, darling.
Yeah.
Just come with me.
You're protecting her.
And now you've seen the...
I was selfishly in, like, my own little shell, being like, oh, I've been naked. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm mortified.
I closed my eyes, because I've already seen it, so I knew...
Just do one, like in a horror film, I just do this.
Yeah, no, you close.
Yeah, but then I usually peek as well, so.
Oh, no.
So, have you ever been to Cannes before?
No, we are all newbies. Yeah. Yeah, we had the official screening last night in the after party, and had a boogie, had a dance floor, Australian style. Lots of spinning on heads.
Yes.
Yeah, dance off.
We're doing the caterpillar,
serious
doing yoga, like headstands.
Well, I personally think sleep was better for me.
Yes.
At that time.
I wish I was you right now.
Totally.
Are there any actors from Australia that have been inspiring you in the last few years or also in the past?
A lot of them, I think. And not for me, it's not just actors and it's not just the actors, it's the filmmakers themselves. Like, there's some great Aussie filmmakers sort of hitting an international platform. But they continue to come out, you know, there's more and more every day, but there's some amazing, strong talent out there. I mean, look at, like, you know, there's the Cate Blanchett, what I respect about her is her ability to balance international with, you know, local work as well. And she was the artistic director of Sydney Theatre Company for four years. And oh my God, it's just an intelligent, fiercely intelligent, but gives back as well. You know, she's going away, but she's contributing, which I have a lot of respect for.
And we should shout out Sarah Snook, who we
Sarah
love and adore.
Oh, she's oh you, so good. If you don't know her, you will. Yeah, oh, in the film, she's in the film. She plays the in the pool, the crazy.
She's so nice.
She's incredible. No, she's incredible. Ah, we got lucky in the film. Yeah, actually, we got a good bunch.
And Henshaw, like then he had like
Dan
another.
Dan Henshaw. Did you, have you seen Snowtown? The Snowtown Murders. So he was the lead in that, terrifying, in that he was so charming, you don't know what to do with him. So he pops up in the film as
he was Freddy. He was
Freddy. You know, with the mohawk and the undies. Yeah. Raiders, not undies.
Yeah.
Budgie smugglers. No, he's incredible as well. We did get Zach got very lucky. Yeah. He's very good at casting. And
so what's next for the three of you?
Oh, I am popping back to Australia, to South Australia this time, to shoot a mini-series there. Which is great, with all these amazing people that I've been dying to work with at home, who I'm just going to swoon over, these amazing writers. Yeah, and the writers and producers are amazing.
And it's a good Australian story about Gallipoli, so it's about...
And you?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm lucky. Bridge, which is amazing. Working with, like, Damien and Diane Kruger, like... Thomas Wright, Australian actor, he's one of my favourites. Look out for him. And it's just good writing. Like, it's obviously based off the Danish show, so it's a cool show to be on. Like, for me, like, to go from that to something good writing is, like, happy.
Me?
Back to school, young lady.
Yeah,
back to school. But I've got a couple of things up in the air, but I'm mainly just auditioning and seeing what opportunities there are.
Which there will be plenty. She's killing it.
Thank you to Nathan Phillips, Jessica DeGau, and Angry Rice for being here with us on Fairfield Radio. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.